they saw the stone rolled back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The very early morning of Easter Sunday still started with the glimpse of sorrow. That was the sorrow of Saint Mary Magdalene. She had once lived a sinful life. She had a lot on her conscience and on her heart to atone for. Besides Blessed Mother, there was probably nobody who missed our Lord more than Saint Mary Magdalene. This was her teacher. This was her Redeemer, the one who had given her new hope of everlasting life. She, of all the people, Mary Magdalene, she knew what a horrible and burdensome thing sin is. And she had so clearly looked for our Lord, looked for a Redeemer, somebody who might take away her sin, because she knew that her sins were so many and so burdensome that it would be impossible for her to do all the atonement herself. So after Saint Mary Magdalene lost her precious teacher and Redeemer on Good Friday, she was sorrowful. She missed him so much. And she wanted, with the other faithful women, do some last favor to her dear teacher. Our Saint Mary Magdalene wished to embalm our Lord's body, which could not have previously been done because of the Sabbath feast. And when the holy women arrived at the tomb of Jesus, they were wondering and pondering the problem which immediately would face them, that who shall roll back the stone? But when they came to the place where our Lord's tomb was, they saw that the stone was already rolled away. There was an angel who sat on in the place of the tomb and told Saint Mary Magdalene and the holy women that he was not there. He had risen, as he told his apostles he would do. And the angel told the holy women to go and tell this great news to apostles and Peter. And we can just join her and imagine how great was the happiness, how great was gladness and joy of the apostles and friends of Jesus when they heard this great news, first spoken by an angel and now transmitted by Saint Mary Magdalene. Our Lord's friends' sorrow changed now into the joy. The great news of Easter morning, the first Easter Sunday, the mere news about the fact that our Lord had risen was enough to dry all their tears and make them forget their sorrow and make them forget the burden of their sins. Now they had heard the great news that finally this had happened, namely the moment of their redemption. Christ was dead, but he now truly lives again. But when our Lord's enemies eventually heard this news of the resurrection, they were free, were chained now with fear. It's quite a stark contrast in the gospel that while our Lord's friend's sorrow was changed into joy, his enemies' malice was changed into terror and fear. The high priests and those who were in charge of putting our Lord to death, they started in their panic and despair to make up all kind of ridiculous charges against the apostles and disciples of Jesus, that this group had come and stolen his body. how utterly ridiculous and foolish charges the one who is in the state of malice, and how much he lies and makes excuses to defend himself. How could the apostles, without any noise, could have stolen the body so that the guards who were at the tomb would not have noticed that? Why the apostles wouldn't have stolen the body on the very first night he was dead, when the tomb was unguarded? And if they were certain that apostles were guilty, why didn't they send troops to pick and arrest them? In their panic, the enemies of Jesus made ridiculous charges, doing all in their power to cover up the great news so that it would not spread wide. They were not interested about the truth. They only wanted to make excuses for that horrible sin which was burdening their conscience, namely that they had put an innocent man into death, and not just an innocent man, but their Redeemer and Savior as well. But as we read from the Gospel today on Easter Sunday, now sins and the secrets of the enemies of our Lord is out. Innocent man was truly put to death because of sin, but this innocent man now lives again. He has risen from the tomb, and all of them who want to be reconciled with God, all of them who want to make peace with God and who are repentant of their sins, this day has brought the news that all that has now taken place, and that final news also that the good has definitely and irrevocably defeated and conquered evil. We might ask the question that Jesus made it very clear to his friends that he had resurrected, and after the Easter Sunday, he also appeared himself to many of his friends, to Our Lady and to Saint Mary Magdalene and the apostles. So why did Jesus show himself only to his friends and not to his enemies? Wouldn't it have been a great miracle to convince the guilty people how horrible sin they had committed, so that they could repent and convert? But the truth of the matter of the fact is that, as we already saw in their covering up their crime, these people, the malicious murderers, they would not have believed. And they would not have seen or confessed their crimes, even if God himself would appear to them and tell how wrong they were. We can see here the horrible horrible example and warning about what kind of a human is a man who has a guilty conscience and who is not ready to confess his sins and make amendment of them. How horrible and burdensome must have been the life of the malicious high priests after the news of Easter Sunday. It is only malicious and evil people of the world who truly has reason to be afraid of our Lord's coming back and be afraid of his coming judgment and afraid of coming punishment in hell. From our Lord's friends, like Saint Mary Magdalene, who had confessed and had been repentant of her sin, from now on, after Easter Sunday, there was nothing for her to be afraid anymore, not on this earth or in the world to become. It is only for the souls who worry nothing about judgment and hell. It is only for those souls who will face both of them in their fiercest form at the hour of their death. Dear faithful, to Saint Mary Magdalene it was given the privilege of being the first one after Our Lady to whom Our Lord appeared after his resurrection. Saint Mary Magdalene is truly such a glorious and loving example to all of us who want to be followers of Jesus. No matter what our sins are, no matter how horrible things we have committed in our lives, on Easter Sunday, the news was spread all across the earth, all across the world, that the evil has finally been conquered. The good will definitely win and rule over evil. There is nothing what the devil, there is nothing what sin, and there's nothing what a man can do to try to conquer our Lord and try to conquer good and try to conquer grace. As long as man is alive on this earth, he always has a chance to be repentant, to show humility like Saint Mary Magdalene, to fall on his knees and beg and plead pardon and penance from our Lord. Because on Easter Sunday, we have definitely been given the promise that our Lord, he has forgotten all our sins, like he forgot and gave and pardoned the sins of Saint Mary Magdalene. On Easter Sunday morning, our Lord did not see the sins of Saint Mary anymore. He only saw her love, and he only saw her affection, and he only saw of her being repentant of her sins. So truly, how good and merciful is our Jesus. After first Easter Sunday, there is never anything what we might fear in the world, because by resurrecting from the tomb, our Lord has shown us how good has gained the final victory over evil and sin. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.